Boy, seems like forever since the four of us have been out to eat, you know? Just the guys.
Oh, God, yes, we get it. You have a girlfriend now.
Well, jealous, are we?
No, I'm not jealous. All right, I'd kill a hobo if it would get me laid. Now, can we order?
Oh, dear Lord, they redid the menu.
So what? It's the same food.
Oh, is it? I mean, look at this. General So's chicken is no longer listed under specialties. It's now under chicken.
So?
Yes, General So.
Not so the chicken, so the question.
So?
So, why is it no longer a specialty? Did the chef lose confidence in the dish or himself? And look over here, shrimp in mobster sauce. What is mobster sauce?
It's obviously a typo.
Perhaps. Or perhaps this restaurant's now a front for organized crime. For all we know, the mobster sauce contains actual chunks of deceased mobsters.
No, 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 no. I think it just means it's the kind of sauce that mobsters like.
It doesn't mean any of that. It's a typo.
You know what? Let's just get a pizza.
Good idea. We'll go to Corleone's.
Sure, no mobsters there.
You know, the more I think about it, the mobster sauce couldn't possibly contain chunks of mobster.
And why is that?
It was listed under seafood.
What if they were mobsters who slept with the fishes?
Sheldon's not amused.
Leonard, are we having a serious conversation or not?
What then?
Stepping into their flat, they find the place trashed.
The TV is gone.
So are our laptops.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God! It's all right. They didn't take my comic books.
In a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory.
They took our TV, two laptops, four external hard drives, our PS2, our PS3, our Xbox 360, our classic Nintendo, our Super Nintendo, our Nintendo 64, and our Wii.
We like games.
Right, games. They took Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, Call of Duty 1, Call of Duty 2, Call of Duty 3, Rock Band, Rock Band 2, Final Fantasy 1 through 9, The Legend of Zelda, The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Galaxy, Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympics. And Ms. Pac-Man.
Assorted video games.
When does the CSI team get here?
What?
In anticipation of their arrival, I've bagged some evidence. One of the thieves had the audacity to quench his thirst while ransacking our home. You should be able to pull some good prints off this. And now, here are my prints so you can rule me out as a suspect.
What about me?
But I'm sorry, Leonard. It's too early to discount the possibility of this being an inside job.
Would I be completely out of line to ask you to shoot him?
I'd be happy to put him under a 72-hour psychiatric hold.
I'm not crazy. My mother had me tested.
We're done here. Call this number and we'll fax you a copy of the report so you can submit it to the insurance company.
I'm sorry. That's the end of your inquiry?
Do you have any more information that might be relevant?
Oh, my goodness, where do I begin? For instance, my laptop contained 4 out of the 5 Gedanken experiments necessary for a cogent restatement of the quantum measurement problem.
How is that going to help them?
Well, they could monitor scientific publications and see if anyone posts such a cogent restatement in the next couple of months. If so, the authors are most likely in possession of my stolen laptop.
Good night, fellas. Come on, Bosco.
Sheldon straightens a cushion on the sofa and slumps on it with Leonard.
What are we supposed to do now?
The only thing we can do. Watch TV on our phones until the criminals return and bludgeon us to death in our sleep.
Does that mean you've ruled me out as a suspect?
Oh, how I wish I could.
Sheldon's lying in bed.
And then...
Unable to sleep, he throws a worried glance at the door. He climbs out of bed, puts on his slippers, and goes to lock it. He starts walking back to his bed, but then grabs hold of a heavy chest of drawers and slides it with great effort in front of the door. Satisfied, he goes back to bed. Pulling the covers up to his neck, he lies there on his back with his eyes closed.
I do not have to urinate. I am the master of my own bladder. Drat.
I can't believe it. If I hadn't been working the dinner shift, I would have run right into the robbers.
Hey, there's no reason for you to be scared.
I'm not scared. I would have gone all Nebraska on their asses.
Leonard and Penny. Leonard and Penny. Leonard and Penny.
Hand me the bat.
We just had a major crime in the building, and you opened the door without asking who it is.
It won't happen again. What's up?
Nothing. Just wanted to see if you were both okay.
We're fine, Sheldon.
All right, then. Good night.
Good night. That was weird, even for him.
Mm-hmm. Leonard and Penny. Leonard and Penny. Leonard and Penny.
Who is it?
Sheldon. Sheldon Cooper.
Yes.
May I come in?
Yeah.
Leonard shrugs. Sheldon enters and stands there awkwardly, looking around Penny's flat.
I see you're drinking wine.
Yes, we are. And we're about to go to bed.
Uh-huh.
Sheldon, do you want to sleep here tonight?
Oh, as small as Leonard is, I don't think the two of you would be comfortable on the couch.
So what do you want?
It's not what I want. It's what evolution wants. Human beings are primates. Primates have evolved to live in groups, both for protection and support.
But you don't like other people.
I do tonight. It's scary over there.
It's getting scary here, too.
Sheldon's drawing on a whiteboard.
Three little kittens? Three little pigs? Oh, God, I don't know. Star Wars?
Can we move in? Can we go to bed?
Lord, I could not have made this easier. The hydrogen atom, H, plus pigs minus P, Higgs. Bo, General Zod trapped in the Phantom Zone. Bozone, pear, tickle, pear tickle. Higgs, boson, particle, how could you not get that?
He's right, Penny, it's all there.
Sheldon, sweetie, I know you're feeling insecure, but we've really got to go to sleep.
All right. I'll take the first watch and wake you at 0400.
Great. Good night.
Wait, what's 0400?
4 a.m.
It's like 45 minutes.
Just keep walking.
Penny and Leonard go to their bedroom, leaving Sheldon alone in the darkened lounge. He checks the locks on the front door, then sits on the sofa and starts watching a video on his mobile phone.
Bad idea.
No, Jim, don't open the door.
Listen to her, Jim.
Don't worry, there's no one out there.
Trying to remain calm, he puts his phone down and walks to Leonard's room.
We've got a titanium deadbolt and a reinforced jam controlled by a state-of-the-art electronic access system.
What if they cut the power?
There's a 200-watt uninterruptible backup power supply.
What if someone steals my keys?
There are independent voice and fingerprint scanners.
What if somebody kidnaps me, forces me to record my voice, and then cuts off my thumb?
I'll send them a basket of muffins.
Now, inside, we've got motion detectors, infrared sensors, and cameras connected to a server running state-of-the-art facial recognition software.
Where did you get all this stuff?
Got a buddy over at the Department of Defense.
He just gave it to you?
Sure, he would have if I'd asked. Ironically, their security isn't all that good.
Raj, your car is blocking me.
Annette drops on Penny.
Wonderful security system if we're attacked by a school of tuna.
Don't worry, the net's gonna be electrified. You picture her on the floor, spasming uncontrollably.
Better.
Sheldon's journal. Security system in place. However, sleep continues to elude me. I've seen the underbelly of Pasadena. This so-called city of roses. And it haunts me. Ah, the injustice. I lie here awake, tormented, while out there evil lurks. Probably playing Donkey Kong on my classic Nintendo.
A noise coming from outside his room grabs his attention. He climbs out of bed, walks to the door, then presses his ear against it. About to open it, he stops and whimpers. He opens a window, then climbs out on all fours onto a narrow ledge and gets a shock at the sight of the drop beneath.
Oh, dear! I am the master of my own bladder.
He starts crawling along tensely. In his room, Leonard's in bed making out with Penny when Sheldon's terrified face appears outside the window.
Out there.
I heard a noise.
It was us. We knocked over a lamp.
Why would you knock over a lamp?
We were gonna.
He doesn't need to know what we were doing, Leonard.
Oh. No, she's right. I don't need to know what you were doing. Carry on.
What are you doing? Use the door.
Good thinking. Yeah, perhaps I'll check the perimeter and make some more milk.
Great. You do that.
Would you like me to bring you some more milk?
I'm lactose intolerant.
And you don't wish to alarm me with any more loud noises. Very thoughtful. More milk, Penny?
No, thanks.
Fine. Good night to you, sir. Miss.
Sorry about that.
What can you do?
Leonard and Penny rush into the lounge and find Sheldon trapped under the net, lying on the floor in the grip of spasms.
Looks like Wallowitz got the net electrified.
Sheldon, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm no longer the master of my own bladder.
My new computer came with Windows 7. Windows 7 is much more user-friendly than Windows Vista. I don't like that.
Don't you think looking for a new city to live in is a bit of an overreaction?
Our apartment was broken into. Our security system tried to kill me, and as a result, I'm leaving Pasadena forever. Tell me how that's overreacting.
Come on, Sheldon, you can't move. Don't you need to stay in one place so the mothership can find you when it returns?
Oh, if that were only true. Unfortunately, as I'm earthbound for the foreseeable future, I need to find a location that's more hospitable than the mean streets of Pasadena, like Enid, Oklahoma. Low crime rate and high-speed internet connectivity, but no model train shops. Sorry, Enid.
He crosses it out on a map.
Is he quitting his job at the university?
Oh, no, he's gonna telecommute. Everybody's really excited about it.
Oh, right. Boone, North Carolina. Every summer since 1952, Boone has hosted an outdoor amphitheater portrayal of the life and times of its namesake, Dan'l Boone. It sounds like something that would attract the wrong crowd. But Penny, you're from Nebraska, correct?
Born and raised.
He crosses out the whole state.
It will take me a few days to get settled. After I do, I will email you detailed PDFs containing diagrams and instructions that will guide you through packing and shipping the rest of my possessions to Bozeman, Montana. In the meantime, please forward my mail.
Any place specific or just the Bozeman, Montana loony bin?
I sense you're making a joke, but Bozeman does have a comedy club called the Loony Bin, so do not forward my mail there.
Oh, come on. So you were the victim of a crime. That's part of life. When my great-grandfather first came to this country, he put all his hopes and dreams into this little butcher shop he ran on the Lower East Side of New York. You know what happened? Every customer who walked into that butcher shop and asked for a pound of liver got ripped off. Those people moved on, and so should you.
I am moving on. I'm going to be a Bozite.
They call themselves Bozites?
They should. It's one of the first things I plan to bring up upon arrival.
Sheldon, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm gonna miss you.
Please, Penny. As you know, I'm not comfortable with prolonged goodbyes and maudlin displays of emotion, so I've prepared a short video.
Greetings. As you know, I'm not comfortable with prolonged goodbyes and maudlin displays of emotion, so I prepared this short video. The four of you are three of my closest friends and one treasured acquaintance.
They all look at each other.
Though I cannot state categorically that my life will be diminished by not having you in it, I am comfortable if you choose to believe that. Since you intend to remain in this lawless metropolitan area, statistics suggest that you will succumb to tragic and gruesome ends before we meet again. Live long and prosper.
Sheldon's gone.
Sheldon, that's so...
He re-enters.
You might want to lock the door behind me. This isn't Bozeman.
Raj whispers to Howard.
How the hell do I know who's the friend and who's the acquaintance?
In Bozeman.
That is a bracing cold. An invigorating cold. Lord, is it cold! Help you with your bag, sir?
Oh, thank you, fellow Bozite. May I say, you are the living embodiment of all the promises made by our lovely town's Chamber of Commerce.
The man legs it with Sheldon's bags.
Wait! Wait!
Excuse me!
Clutching himself from the cold, Sheldon walks back into the train station and goes straight to the ticket office.
One ticket to Pasadena, California.
In Leonard's flat.
Hey, look who's back!
Interesting. The acquaintance is the first to greet me.